Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到潘吉杰尼告诉你。那今天我们的节目呢，就是经常有粉丝在微博微信上面说、Can you guys talk about different English accents? 不同的英语的口音啊。那其实 Jason 讲到英语的口音各种各样的，比如说经常中国人说 Indian accent, I have no idea what they're talking about, 或者我们自己的 Chinglish, 很多人也不懂。但其实 even within the United States of America, 大家的口音也很不一样，而且有一些很重的你也不一定听得懂。所以呢，我们就觉得 maybe it's a better idea to 我们更加细分一点了。今天我们的节目就 talk about different accents in United States.
Exactly.、
说说美国口音。但是 before we go any further, some housekeeping, 有一些很重要的 announcements, 就是我们的节目有视频版啦。Open Language 有一个新的英语脱口秀的视频，叫今天我们说美国。然后呢，大家可以到优酷、土豆、爱奇艺上面搜今天我们说美国，都看得到。我们是it's also a weekly show, so it's updated every week. 那 so far we have released 2 shows.And I have to say, Jason.
Yes.
The latest one that we released. 让我很 heartbroken.
Why is that?
I'm gonna cry. Didn't you see the comments?
Oh, that's internet comments. You should ignore them.
因为我们说 internet trolls, 对不对？
对。
T-R-O-L-L, 是吧？
Mm-hmm.
就是在网络上面用语言暴力欺负人的人。
嗯。但是在美国也有的，
也有很多 internet trolls 啊、就是反正最近我们这个节目是讲的为什么有一些中国女孩子喜欢和老外谈恋爱结婚，然后我讲一些观点，然后就有很多的这种 internet trolls 在骂我
啊、just ignore them,
对，我不跟他们一般见识，
就把他们扔掉、
anyway, 但是我还是希望大家去可以订阅我们这个今天我们说美国的节目，或者去看一看，因为每周有很有意思的话题，而且因为都有字幕嘛，也可以帮助大家更好的来学英文。 OK, 废话不多说，赶快 get started with our American accents today.
嗯哼，
其实我觉得美国呢，基本上去上过大学啊什么受过教育的人，他们的口音是比较我们说 neutral、
mm-hmm.
right? So neutral means it's、they don't have a very thick accent.
Well, people say that they don't really have an accent, but of course any accent is an accent, right?、Mm. So the neutral American English technically comes from the state of Iowa.
爱荷华，我一直觉得这个 Iowa 一听就是很 rural 的，很农村的。And it is.
It is. It is. It's in the middle of the country. There's, you know, a city there. There's some universities.
美国农业大省。
Yeah, there's not really anything special, but for whatever reason, that is where the neutral American accent comes from.
So, 你的 accent 是这种比较 neutral 的吗？
Mostly.
嗯。
I have a little bit of an accent, but mostly it's a neutral accent.
对，反正美国人觉得 neutral 可能就是什么，你看 NBC Nightly News, Brian Williams, 或者就是那种什么报新闻的人的口音。
Pretty much anyone that you see in movies or TV shows are going to have a neutral accent.
嗯，就好像我们普通话嘛，那
Yeah, exactly.
对吧？但是呢，也有一些比较我们说 thick 比较重的口音啊。
Mm-hmm.
那如果说一个人口音重，可以说 he has a thick accent.
Exactly.
没有什么口音呢，就是。
Neutral accent.
OK, 那我个人觉得最 spectacular, 最精彩的一个美国 accent 就是南方口音。
So this is probably the biggest accent in the United States after the neutral American accent.
So the southern accent,
yeah.
对不对？那我们现在 let's play a clip, 这个就是一个很有代表性的一个 southern accent, 大家来听一下啊。
It's hard for me to even find the word, Matt, that I was feeling. I was just overwhelmed. I was in a state of shock.
Okay, 刚刚听了很短的一句话，但是大家有没有听出来和一般的 American accent, neutral accent 很不一样啊？
Mm-hmm.
刚刚我们听到是美国一个很有名的在电视上教人烧菜的，对吧？
嗯、mm-hmm.
他叫 Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
美国男。
Paula Deen.
So the southern accent 不会说 Paula Deen, 会说什么
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. 就是反正这个南方口音一个最最大的一个特色就是有很多 就是像弹簧的声音，对不对？
对。
So you call it the southern twang.
Twang.
twang, because twang. It sounds like twang, 那个样子。
So like a twang is also when you have a piece of metal and you sort of move it, something like
that. 就像弹簧一样的。
Yeah, sort of that sounds.
So just now, Paula Deen, 是美国这个有名的厨师，很多人说他是种族歧视， he's a racist, 看不起黑人。然后呢，他就只能上全美各大。他说 I'm not. 然后就刚刚他自己上了一个节目，对吧？他说什么？It's hard to find the word.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm over. Can you do that again?
I'm overwhelmed.
所以就是那个弹簧 ，doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Overwhelmed. 这样的一个口音让人听起来是比较没有受过教育的，是吧
？Yeah, it sounds a little bit uneducated. It doesn't. Usually, people that are from the South that end up going to university will lose their accent. But when you hear someone with this accent, yeah.It's bad, but usually you have a perception that they're not very educated.
对，因为不同的口音在美国其实有很多的，就是我们说 prejudice，有很多的偏见 that comes along with it. For example, the southern accent. You know, I was recently reading an article about American accents. 就是说有一个研究 survey 现在表明，在美国最被看不起的还是这个 southern accent.就是人家一听到南方口音就会觉得这个人第一 not very well educated 没有受过很好的教育 not very sophisticated 没有什么见识而且 racist、还种族歧视
And so all of these things are not necessarily true Of course 对对对对对 there's lots of very educated people that have this accent But that's sort of the perception that they have
对就人家对他有这样的一个偏见对吧、这样的口音
But you hear the southern accent everywhere Because of course everyone not everyone but a lot of people in the south have this accent But especially this accent has turned into what a lot of African Americans speak. And because African Americans were originally in the South when they were slaves, and then the Civil War happened.
黑人的口音、还有黑人口音也真是很难懂。
So what happened was after the Civil War, a lot of African Americans moved from the South to other places in the United States. And so with them, they brought their accent.So if you go to places in California, you will hear this accent as well, more or less the same.
反正这个南方的口音虽然有很多的偏见，不太好的成见，但是我觉得美国南方就是他一直他想独立嘛，有很多人 Confederate, 我就是美国南方 so proud of it, 然后有很多人他会就是 they don't want to lose their accent, 对吗？他就很引以为傲。
But I think it's good. I think it's a good thing to protect your accent. And at least in the United States, this is, you know, the number two accent. So, you know, everyone's very familiar with it. Everyone can do a really bad impression like I can. So it's sort of...
大家会模仿他们。
Yeah, exactly.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm overwhelmed.
好，那其实啊，讲到你要怎么去理解，怎么去 understand different accents， 最主要的还是英语本身基础可能要比较好，然后之后你大概就会知道他在说什么。如果你刚开始自己也还在英语比较起步的阶段，我觉得就不要太去追求 ，you know， I need to understand this accent， that accent， just try to listen to neutral accent， and 先把英文的基础打好，是这样啊。那 Jason 有一个 southern accent very thick 很有代表性的然后在美国的东北部 across the country 也有一个很有代表性的 accent、就是我先给大家放一遍吧好吧
好
Oh my god it's so hot out I wish this weather would stop
OK so just now 那个女的就说一句很短的话她说 Oh my god this weather is so hot
Oh my god it's so hot
你刚刚是什么口音的
I'm trying to do this accent.
不是，你没有讲到它的精髓。刚刚这个是 Boston accent.
Boston.
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 Boston. 波士顿啊，大家不要以为波士顿什么 Harvard 也有很多在那儿。其实波士顿那个真正的口音听起来也是。是不是听起来也没有什么文化呢？有点粗俗。
It's a really rough accent. It's really
rough.
It's really when you listen to it, it doesn't sound nice. Like for example, the southern accent, I think, can be very beautiful or it's very fun. People with southern
accent,
yeah. But the Boston accent is just like, oh God, shut up, please. I'm sorry.
你说的很 rough， 就是听起来很粗糙的、很硬的这种啊。刚刚我们放的那一小段 clip 那段音频那个女的她说波士顿 accent 有一个精髓就是他们发 O 的音不是 O 是那个很短的一个 O so hot they will say hot so hot 然后 Boston they will say Boston they will say Boston
and the classic saying is in normal English we would say park my car in Harvard yard
下一个绕口令 park my car in Harvard yard
but with the Boston accent it's park my car in Harvard yard
我最近爱看了一个美剧《清道夫》Ray Donovan，他们一家就是从波士顿来的，然后住到 LA， 然后他的老婆就一直被那种 LA 的有钱的贵妇嘲笑他的 accent，然后他们觉得 You're from Boston, right? 然后那女就很生气。
But there's not that many people with a Boston accent anymore. It's disappearing very quickly, just because it's only in the city. You know, the southern accent is in a large area.
对对对，因为南方口音就是它辐射面很广，对吧？横跨好几个州，但是波士顿这个口音它就是地域只有涵盖波士顿一个地方。Mm-hmm.很小，所以很快就是被可能同化掉了。
Yeah. And it's also there's a lot of really educated, wealthy people in Boston, so they go to Harvard or MIT, and they of course don't have an accent.
Lose that accent.
Yeah, exactly.
好，那接下来呢，我们再看一个 ，You're from California, 加州。然后呢，加州也有一个现在很流行的一个 accent。很多年轻人他们讲话都在嘟噜，好像嘴里含了个橄榄。 It's hard to even figure out what they're saying.
All right, let's listen to it for a minute.
好。
But, you know, I felt like it was appropriate to do, and, but it was terrifying because, of course, I chose to do it, and there's like 20,000 people in the room. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing this, but I guess it was worth a try, you know.
Did you understand that?
Was he drunk or high?
Well, maybe.
醉了还是抽了大麻，就好像在一边睡觉一边讲话一样。
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. So this is the new accent that's popular in California. So
这个还 popular. 现在很多年轻人会觉得这是一个好的 accent.
Yeah, exactly. And so you may be familiar with the Valley Girl accent from the 1990s. Do you know that one?
Valley Girl 就是那种我们说的金发碧眼胸很大无脑的那种 bimbo accent、mm-hmm. 对不对，就是就讲话很 hyper 的、yeah.
So that's really popular from the 1990s, and that started in Los Angeles, and
就是那种女生会说 get out 就这样的。
Yeah, exactly. And so that started in the 1990s, and in general with newaccent trends in the United States, they start with high school girls in Los Angeles, always.
Oh, 真的、哦、所以、yeah. LA 的高中女生是美国美语口音的领导者。
Exactly.
They're the trendsetters.
And so in the 90s, it was all about that very hyper Valley Girl. And now we have this, which is the new form of the Valley Girl.
它好像是 very stark contrast, 一个对比。就之前的是那种胸大无脑，然后 everything is awesome, 然后现在是 I treated a bit.
Well, the big thing with it is this thing that a lot of linguists are calling vocal fry.
Linguists, 语言学家，他们这个叫什么 vocal fry?
Fry.
就是好像你的嗓子被油炸过一样。
Yeah, exactly.
嗓子都坏掉了，讲话都讲不出来，这样是不是？
So you're just always talking like this all the time.
就好像他们看起来自己的生活是很被煎熬的，然后就是他们的人格是非常有深度的，很有层次的，对不对？ But they're very young, that's the thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But they talk and act like they have gone through a lot in life.
Well, it's more that you live in California and it's just really chill and you're just not really very stressed out.
Oh, so it's just very chill.
Yeah, oh, it's super chill. Yeah, it's really chill. Yeah.
Okay.
So I, you know, for better or for worse, have a little bit of a Californian accent. So I have a little bit of this accent in my English.
So you're also pretty chill.
Oh, yeah, I'm so chill.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so that's the LA accent. 那 Jason, 你刚刚说 you know, LA high school girl, they start these accents. 那比如一个二三十岁的 working professional, 你白领出去工作，你还会这样讲话吗？
Sometimes, yeah.
真的、
哦、Yeah, not...
可能是不同的 industry, 有一些什么 I work in magazines or 什么、mm-hmm. need to do that.
And you have a lot of people that I think can turn it on and turn it off.
Oh, 对的，就是他和这群人都有这个 accent 在一起的时候，他就会这样讲。Mm-hmm. 因为我以前在新加坡 ，you know, so I can do the Singaporean accent.
You can. What does it sound? Can you do it for us right now?
Jason, where are you going? Let's go for lunch, lah.
Is that it?
Let's go karaoke, lah.
I've never been to Singapore before.
So they add a lot of la at the end.
Okay.
然后他们的那个 intonation 会比较不一样，就是 I'm Singaporean.
So it sounds a bit Indian, which we'll be talking about in a future show.
对对对，以后再说。But it's a wonderful accent.
Yeah.
好，最后我们再来看看，哦，也不是最后了。Second last 有一个是这个 accent， 大家听一下。
You know what? If you don't like the way I talk, f- you.
How you doing?
Get the f- out of my car.
talk and chocolate and coffee.
OK, 刚刚那个我们 F 的音要 beep 掉啊，不能放出来。那个从 accent 还有一种 attitude 态度，我们就听出来是个大城市的，对吧？ So it's the New York accent.
The New York, I can't do it at all. The New York accent, something like that.
刚刚那个男的说什么？If you don't like the way I talk, 是吧
If you don't like the way I talk, I can't do it. I'm really bad at it.
F you. 好，其实纽约的 accent 我觉得最让我觉得很 iconic, 很有代表性，就 Robert De Niro,、
mm-hmm.
他说什么 Are you talking to me? 就那个是吧
Yeah, and in general, in television shows and movies in the United States, you hear it quite a bit.
就是 I want to have coffee. 对不对
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee.Talking,
you get out of here.
啊，对对对，接很多啊。但是纽约的 accent 是不是也有一点点像 Boston? Because it's kind of close.
It's a little bit, but the Boston accent to me sounds like you're complaining all of the time. It just sounds like someone's going, Whereas the New York accent is very sort of aggressive and sort of to the point. You know, I gotta say something and I'm saying it.
对，我觉得纽约的 accent 听起来就是很有态度的那种、mm-hmm. 然后他就不想跟你多废话的也很急的那种感觉。
Yeah, it's very direct.
但纽约的 accent 也有各种各样的有一些是 Italian New York accent、
mm-hmm.
就比较有意大利艺人可能 Robert De Niro 的那种然后也有一些比如 Brooklyn New York accent、
mm-hmm.
比较黑人的那种 The way Jay-Z talks 什么什么
It's funny, actually, three of my four grandparents are from New York,、but I had never been to New York until I was 17, and my grandparents don't live in New York.
但是他们讲话的时候
They have very thick New York accents.、so growing up, when I would visit them in Los Angeles or in Florida, you know, of course, they're my grandparents, I knew them very well, but I never noticed their accent, because to me, it was just, oh, that's how my grandpa speaks, that's、mm. how my grandmother speaks.And then I went to New York for the first time, and I realized, oh my god, they have such thick accents.
纽约的口音啊，我觉得这个是电视电影里面很多了，因为都是 based on New York 这样的。
My favorite thing that my grandmother always says is, it's just horrible.
It's just horrible.
It's just horrible. I just can't take it anymore. It's just horrible.
Horrible, 就是 horrible.
Horrible, horrible.
Terrible 也是就是很比较 over 的那种是不是、
yeah.
They overdo 很多的 accent、
But a lot of it again is the attitude It's very direct
对对对
and serious And sort of
态度、
tough
好那我们今天最后要看的一个 accent 是美国你们说 Midwest 是吧、
mm-hmm.
我现在发现一个只要一个 state 我不知道它是在南方还是北边的它就是在 Midwest
嗯、mm.Mostly, yeah.
好，我们来听一下。
Well, yeah, I'd love to go to your party, but you know, the kids got a hockey tournament all weekend.
Have you been outside today? It's warming up. I think it's only -2.
I just got myself one of those tanning packages. Got to get a base coat before I head to the Bahamas in February.
刚刚那个 accent 是我不知道是哪里的
So this is the northern Midwest accent、So this is from the states of Minnesota mostly But then also North Dakota a little bit as well
明尼苏达
So this is it's most famous in Minnesota
这个州对我们中国人来说非常的陌生但是对美国人来说这个是一个 big accent、
mm-hmm.
比较有代表性的对吧
Yeah, it's a pretty well-known accent
他刚刚说 他说了哪些是比较有明尼苏达特色的
In Minnesota specifically, it's most famous for the way they say Minnesota, and they say Minnesota. Minnesota.
那很像日本人说英文。
A little bit. What actually,
Minnesota.
What
so disco.
So actually what this is that in Minnesota, most of the people that first moved there were from Scandinavia. So from Sweden or Norway or Denmark.、And so they brought those languages and they speak English with a Swedish or Danish or Norwegian accent.、So it's all the O's are very, very round and, well, we're going to the park and oh, it's going over there.
明尼苏达人会把你打死
No, they would agree to it. But the Minnesota accent is very friendly.
对对对我也就听起来觉得 harmless, you know,、
yeah.
不像Boston, New York, 就是很 aggressive 听起来。他们那个就听起来就是 very earthy,、
mm-hmm.
很老实的土土的。
And I think that's sort of why people like making fun of it, because they're so friendly and they're so nice and they sound so funny.
yeah. 好那我们今天呢讲了几个四五个吧在美国 比较有代表性的一些 accent， 一些口音啊。那其实呢，这些 accent 我觉得在现实生活中的意义， unless you are living in that part of the US where everyone talks that way， you know， 我觉得那样的话你肯定慢慢听了你也就懂了是什么意思、或有的时候可能你有个同事啊或者什么有点口音， but honestly speaking，在上海或者在就来中国的一些美国人有很 strong 很 thick accent 比较少、因为他们已经很有见识，也是比较要跑到国外来了，所以 they probably have lost their accent、their accent is very neutral.
If you guys go to the United States, you're only going to have problem if you go to really the countryside, you know, the middle of nowhere. That's where you meet people that have really thick accents. Any city, people will speak pretty clearly.
对对对，好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后再讲讲，不要忘了订阅我们的视频节目，土豆、优酷、爱奇艺都有，叫今天我们说美国。然后呢，下次 we'll be back with some more accents and we'll see you next week. 再见，
拜拜。